started weaving.
Could do without that. But no, that's what it's all about, Ian. We're all in it together, we're all on the same ship. You know, the fans have got a massive part to play. They've waited a long time this year to get that home win, so I hope they have a good weekend.
In the second half?
Well, that's all credit to the players. We've really worked hard in terms of, there's been times that it's so much information you think it's overload. But to go, and all I asked of them is try to go and implement what we've been working on. The goals help, certainly. When you get the goal, it helps, and the second goal, that relaxes us a bit, and we've seen that, but we're nowhere near. We've got a lot of hard work in front of us, a lot of hard work. Although we're winning 3-0, there's bits and pieces in there that I wasn't happy with. So we'll get back on the training pitch, keep our right head right under the parapet, and, you know, just keep working away.
You've got a lot of joy in that first half
and
corners, is that something you've been working on?
Yeah, we work on all sorts of, there's times that we don't want to jump two pages, you know, we just stay on this page to be really sort of, before we move on to the next page. But I've had a fantastic response from not just the team that started the other day, the whole group in terms of my interview the other day there, in terms of the appreciation of being a professional footballer, the appreciation of doing something that you did for a if you get that in there, I think that's a good, you go and play on that, then the knowing where you are and knowing what size of football club, and say, I want to be part of that. That makes you a better player overnight if you've got that humble, but you're humble, but you realise that, yeah, okay, right, okay, and then you put things in place to be the best that you can be. So that's roughly where we are in terms of the mental mindset, the what I'm trying to bring to the football club. And I can see massive, massive stuff. And I'm never once, you know, they need to sort it out for themselves. I'm at that stage now in my career, and if you can't sort it out, you know, only one thing happens. So the whole thing that we're trying to do, then we go on the pitch, and the training pitch, and we try and make sure that we're passing the ball and really looking after it and controlling the game. That was the main thing that we wanted to do. We wanted to try and control the game. We were brave in changing the team for last week, you know, and changing the shape. It doesn't mean to say we're doing that next week. You know, we might go back to the... But it's nice to have the options. Listen, I'm just delighted for everybody at the club that we got the result and putting a performance on.
You got everything you wanted, John, after all. We're speaking on Tuesday. I mean,
so what do you think pleases me the most? What do you think pleases me? Come on.
You got your win. You got your clean sheet.
No, that's it. That's what pleases me most. Because we're saying that clean sheets, you always take someone for the game. But we're not getting carried away, honestly. We are where we are for a reason. I've said it to you, when I come in, there was a great platform to go and build on. All it was lacking was a little bit of confidence amongst them. Everything that I've seen at Ross County, they're a great bunch of boys. Let's get it together, let's galvanise it, and let's see what we can do. And that's what happens when it goes your way. Road of luck with them hitting the post, but saying that, we had one or two cleared off the line. Your glasses are steaming.
I'm always like that, Joe. I can't see.
Can you see me?
I can hear you.
It was a good all-round performance, but I thought Graham Dorrance was a different class. Well,
I disagree with you, Ian.
Lewis McCann as well.
I disagree with you with Graham Dorrance. I have to. He gave the ball away once, did you know? That's not good enough. So there's plenty of light. It's easy, but every one of them, you know, and I'm just, once again, that win, you know, it lets you get the confidence and the momentum, and it carries, and then we've got competition for places. So aye, pleased, really pleased for them.
Where are we?
I don't even know.
Sixth.
Where. Sixth. Well, you're always what you got. And that was it. I'll be honest enough, any time you'll interview me, it's what we need to do there to get to there, then we get to there. So that's just a wee small steps ready to go.
You must have enjoyed the fans and sending them home singing.
That's what it's all about. We're in the entertainment game. We're not here. That's your stage. You're here to entertain. Hey, fans pay good money. And I keep saying, if they're not getting entertained, they're entitled to boo. That's football. You know, and but when you're entertaining and giving them that kind of performance and winning, then it's great to see it. And you can see, I don't know, I just feel there's something fresh in the air and something fresh in the water. Maybe it's a couple of results, and I don't know, but no, get carried away, keep our feet firmly on the ground, and big game next week.
Good, thank you.
That scarf better be a